How many sides does your mouth have?
One. So why do we use it like it has two?
We say we're listening, but most of the time, we're just waiting.
Waiting to respond, waiting to fix,
waiting to offer advice that wasn't asked for.
And if you pay attention, you'll notice something else. People will give advice and then moments later offer the opposite.
Go for it.
Be careful.
Trust yourself.
Don't rush.
Same mouth, same moment.
That's not clarity. That's discomfort.
Sitting with someone who doesn't have an answer yet is hard. So we fill the space.
Not because it helps them, but because it relieves us.
In the process, we override something important.
Their agency.
Their ability to hear themselves.
Real listening doesn't rush in.
It doesn't correct.
And it doesn't contradict.
It holds.
It lets someone stay in the question long enough to find their own answer.
One mouth, two modes, talking or receiving.
Most people don't notice when they switch or when they contradict themselves because they're not listening to their own words. But there's a part of you that can. A quiet layer that hears what you're saying as you're saying it.
Call it awareness, call it presence, or call it the witness.
It's the difference between reacting and actually listening. When that part is online, you don't rush to fill the space.
You don't contradict yourself just to escape discomfort.
You stay.
And in that space, something more honest can emerge.
The goal is not just to be the energy you want to attract.
You also need to hold the frequency when another's energy finds yours.